It might be the car or light truck that gets you to your job every day. Maybe your child drives it to school. Or perhaps your drivers deliver goods to the customers who keep your business going. The bottom line is, you rely heavily on that vehicle to be safe and reliable day after day, and that means regular maintenance by professionals trained in the latest automotive repair techniques. For Brenda and myself, that means Advanced Automotive is the only repair shop we trust with our personal vehicles. Advanced Automotive does everything they can to make car care easy. Founded in 1993 by Tim Morlock and now owned by his son Cody, carrying on a tradition of honest work at a fair price. Find out for yourself by visiting advancedautoreading.com or go to repairpal.com, or you could just call 530-244-4423. It's a great little repair shop that's a bit hard to find, but worth the effort, at 5756 F West Side Road in Reading. Advanced Automotive.
Well, hello once again. This is Boomer Tech Radio, and I'm Bob Belongi.
Along with Brenda Belongi.
We are analog, living in a digital world. Welcome to the program with goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, and tech news that you can use. And your producer, who is also your host and your engineer, and mail checker, and story gatherer.
The all-round do-all.
Yes, it's a two-person operation here. That's a little better on the microphones. Want to thank you for listening, and we want to do a special shout out first of all to those who have gone through another catastrophic event. If you are not in Northern California, you may not be aware that yet another
devastating
and deadly,
dangerous.
Yeah. Wildfire has struck a community to community of Paradise, California. 22,000.
27,000,
yeah. The town, by some accounts, is pretty much not there. Almost 50,000 people have been evacuated from the area around it.
Yeah, in the path of the fire itself.
And it's just very sad. And Brenda,
I guess all wildfires are dangerous, actually, when you get down to it.
But this one moved very quickly.
Yeah, that's what made it so devastating.
And without going too deep into the job here, Brenda is in that business, and this is one of the worst ones you've ever seen.
It's pretty alarming. Over 70,000 acres in less than 20 or about 24 hours. That gets even those of us in the industry's attention.
Yeah.
That's impressive.
Now, if you're a fan of the website Mashable, Brenda is actually quoted in this. Well, Mashable's a big outfit.
They're it is.
Big
they
news
have a
in tech
yeah,
outfit.
They have a lot of different things that they cover in terms of stories and whatnot. But yeah, I actually got quoted in an article.
Mm-hmm.
I've worked with that reporter in Mashable several times. He's actually very good to work with.
Yeah. So actually, it not all
he really
online reporters are hacks.
No. One thing I like about this person is that he really strives to understand the situation, and what he reports out is good stuff. It helps people kind of understand what's going on.
So he didn't try to steer you into, can we blame this on global warming and blame it on Trump?
Well, the issue of global warming came up, but what I explained was, you know, that's climate is climate, and climate is made up of a bunch of different years' worth of weather.
Yeah.
So each year's weather compared to many years' worth of weather, climate, you can't say anything about an individual year of a collective number of years that makes up climate. Are there trends? There's always trends.
Mark Twain.
So, right, the coldest winter he ever spent was a summer in San Francisco.
But Mark Twain supposedly said, climate is what you expect, weather is what you get. That wasn't Twain.
I'm not
You'll
sure it was Twain, but
quote,
yeah, yeah, that's, but whatever someone said. Yeah.
Yeah.
Weather's what you get and climate's what you expect, or vice versa. But and that's true. That's very, very true. So, you know, aside from that, very specific weather conditions are in place still and have been in place for some weeks that have just absolutely desiccated our wildland fuel environment. It's just been crazy.
Now, this
in fact, the word that we're using around the workplace is insane.
Yep.
This is insane.
So it not only brings
I think we're going insane, too.
It brings out the the worst in fire conditions, but it can bring out the best and the not so good in people, especially when it comes to social media and instant communications. And you see this with the hyperbole in the popular press. You see this with gossip spreading at the speed of light based on absolute minimal information or conjecture that suddenly turns into fact.
Right. You know, I read it on the internet, therefore it's fact. Not so quick.
The popular media was reporting that the hospital in the town of Paradise, by the way, that this building is not on fire. So.
One of the hospitals in the Paradise area had actually burned to the ground. And this is the problem with, it looks bad, but sometimes it's not as bad as it initially looks. And in fact, the hospital did not burn to the ground, but a portion of it was significantly damaged.
So that's the danger here. So an acquaintance of ours, a very good friend of ours, may or may not have a house, but we don't know yet.
Yeah, not for sure.
Our hearts and our prayers and our support are with them no matter what.
And all of the other people that have had to deal with this. And the folks in Reading in particular can definitely identify with what the folks in Paradise are going through because we went through this same kind of thing earlier this year. Now, Reading is a much larger area, and so a far smaller percentage of the housing collection, if you will, in Reading was affected, whereas the town of Paradise may have been mostly obliterated in one form or another, significant damage to houses and that sort of thing. But there's just no confirmed reports just yet. It takes a lot of time. The primary concern of the people in the fire service and law enforcement is the safety of the citizens.
Get the civilians out.
Let the fire do whatever it's going to do, but get the people out of the way as much as possible and as soon as possible. That was a choke point. It was really interesting. It did take our friends over 5 hours to get from their house to another friend's house, and normally what would be about a 30-minute drive.
So social media can be used to spread a lot of harmful or, at best, misleading information. But it can also be used to quickly spread the word of the positive stuff.
Or the fact that, you know, I'm safe.
Yeah.
We have one Facebook acquaintance that was able to publish that. It's like, okay, good. I don't have to worry about you.
So our sponsors, Advanced Automotive of Reading, have taken to Facebook in the wake of this catastrophe down in the town of Paradise. And this is why, not just because they are ace mechanics, not because they're just really good people. These are prime people who are our friends as well as our mechanics.
Well, and the reason they sponsor this show, they made clear starting almost 10 years ago, is that they part of their business plan is to give back to the community. The community supports them, and therefore they want to give back to the community in turn. So as soon as I find what I'm looking for here, there's a couple things that are going on, actually.
You can't save a post in Facebook. You turn your attention away for 30 seconds, and it has been crushed.
Yeah, there's 30 more
to oblivion.
New ones, right? It's just it's crazy, crazy.
You may have to go to their feed to find the article that you're looking for, because you're not going to find it in your feed because it's been the algorithm. Facebook loves their algorithms because they think they know how you think. You notice that about Facebook?
They think they know how you think.
Because you've looked at this,
and to be fair. Northern California is not the only location that is suffering from significant major fires. Down in Ventura County, for instance, is another huge fire, and they have easterly winds down there as well, strong easterly winds, and that fire actually hit the ultimate fire break. It burned to the beach. And so, of course, that area, Malibu in particular, is like, whoa, there's some expensive places down there. There's been a lot going on today, apparently. Another great thing that social media can do to help people in these kind of emergency situations is if a lost pet is found or a stray pet is found.
I think I have what you're looking for, by the way, Brenda.
Oh, yeah. I could just go to the right website and find it. Yeah, go to there. But
search. Okay. What I want our listeners to do is, if you've got Facebook, just search Advanced Automotive and go to the page, because they're working with a couple of automotive shops in the Chico area.
Right. This is the first thing they're doing here to give back to the community.
So 5756 West Side Road, that's Advanced Automotive here in Reading, is going to be a collection point for items that are needed for the folks in the Paradise area. They will transfer the items. They will, if they can collect them there. So if you want to do something,
right?
They're gathering a list of what they need. It's probably going to be a lot of things like blankets and such not, you know. But get the list from Cody and Tim. Give them a call,
244-4423.
Yeah, 244-4423.
530-244-4423.
So give them a call and find out what they need there. But Shasta County's been through it, and people from down there reached up here to help us.
Absolutely.
Now it's time to return the favor.
Yeah, we'll have to return the favor. And so, you know, we all can take care of ourselves. So if you are from out of the area, over in the fire area, and you come across a stray animal that you can take in, post, you can post on social media. There have been, social media has been used in the Reading area to reunite folks with their pets, and they've had fairly good success with that. And some of the pets were injured, so they were, taken care of, and it's just amazing. So contact Advanced Automotive, again, 530-244-4423. And find out what it is that they're actually collecting. Because in a lot of these disasters, people want to donate clothes and things like that. And there will be a definite need for that sort of thing. But it's best to coordinate an effort and really
send
what is really needed. And that may even just be
a case of bottled water.
Yeah, drive by and drop off a donation to fill the bucket or something like that. It could be a case of water. It could be snacks. It could be toys for kids. It could be any of that kind of stuff. They'll know what it is that's being done. And so Advanced Automotive here is helping through the help of a couple of repair shops in Chico to gather up that stuff and be able to transport it. And, this is a very generous community and always has been.
Now, with the car fire, we saw some bogus GoFundMe accounts appear, collect a fair amount of money.
Right.
And then vanish.
Right.
I'm
not personally.
Which is pretty reprehensible.
Yeah, that is. That's just not right. I can guarantee you that the folks at Advanced Automotive are as honest as they come.
Yeah.
They are the real deal. And the second thing that Advanced Automotive is doing to give back to the community is come this Sunday is the official Veterans Day.
11-11.
Yeah, 11-11.
100 years.
11th
since
hour,
the end of
right?
World War One.
Yeah.
Can you believe that?
Wasn't it the 11th hour, the 11th day, the 11th month?
Yeah, of 1918.
Exactly. Yeah. So in honor of all veterans in the area, they are offering free oil change, which includes labor, parts, and up to 6 quarts of oil. It's a mixed synthetic, I believe he said, in what they have going on. However, there's only a limited number of appointments because, of course, they only have so many hours in a workday there. And that's free of charge to veterans.
To veterans, yep.
So make sure you call them and set your appointment. If you're a veteran, they are giving back to that specific community in our community, and bless their hearts. I don't think that either Tim nor Cody were
in the military.
Or Cody were in the military, but
they certainly support them.
Absolutely, they do. So again, Advanced Automotive Veterans Day week. They are offering veterans a free oil change. There are some restrictions. You must make an appointment, and it only includes X amount of oil. They'll top off your other, like windshield wiper fluids and check it out. And that's a substantial investment in our community that they're making.
Pretty cool
pretty
stuff.
Amazing. Pretty substantial. So.
All righty.
Nothing else, if you can't make it for that, be sure and give them a try for automotive repair, because you know, that helps support them. They they support the community, and you help support them, support the community.
There we go. So when you and I were growing up, Brenda, the major big box retailers, the department stores, the big guns were Sears, Montgomery Ward's, JCPenney's, these huge companies that for nearly a century ruled the American retail landscape. Kmart grew and became an icon, if you will. Along came Walmart and took a lot of, you know, took a lot of the air out of Kmart's sales.
Well, even before that, Shopko and Target became competitors as well.
Yeah. So Walmart can obviously has people on their board who understand that a company must evolve. You can't have a business model and then never change it. And that's what killed off Montgomery Ward's. That's what killed off Sears. That's what killed off the other big box major retailers that had endured. They became dinosaurs and the mammals ate them alive.
Well, you know, when you're that large and you have a business model that's worked for so long, it's difficult to change.
Absolutely. To adopt the new technologies.
Very difficult.
These companies felt that online retail was just a thing and that brick-and-mortar stores would endure forever. As it turns out, that was not the case. Amazon contributed but a lot to that demise. But and Walmart is doing an online, a big, heavy online presence, too.
Mm-hmm.
But they still have brick-and-mortar, and they are starting to use virtual reality systems to train their in-store employees. Now, this is following a promising pilot program. Walmart will use virtual reality to train more than a million U.S. in-store employees. Every one of the company's more than 5,000 locations by the end of the year will be stocked with Oculus Go VR machines. Now, these are sort of a more industrial cheap model compared to the high-end gaming models. The California-based VR software creator Striver has 45 programs to train employees on just about everything related to in-store operations, from slicing deli meats to restocking items, which is pretty cool. Now, I saw, remember at the technology fair that we went to, they had the welding simulator.
Oh, yeah.
You put on, it was a welding helmet, but inside was a pair of VR goggles.
Yes.
And you held a simulated electrode in your hand.
Yes.
And you had to strike an arc, and the software was so sophisticated that it would determine if you were doing the right moves, because there's the laws of physics involved. If you have a certain voltage, you have a certain material, you hit it at a certain angle, you're going to strike an arc and not weld the electrode to the work.
Right.
You have to break it back off.
Right. It was apparently quite realistic from what people indicated.
I was unsuccessful in getting a good arc. It sparked several times, but really cool stuff. And that was 5 years ago, I think, that we saw this thing. So
been a while.
The military, of course, real big on virtual reality. That's what a flight simulator is.
Well, better to
airline pilot,
the simulator than to
get
smack
in trouble
a real
in the real
aircraft.
Thing. There is no substitute for the real thing, but you can develop the muscle. You can develop the muscle memory, so that when you are in the real thing, you already know what to do.
Well, there's also the whole thing about the thought process that's going on, the kind of things you have to think about when you're doing something. Flying a plane, you're in the third dimension. You know, you don't stay stuck on the road like you do in a car.
Right.
But think about driving a car. There's a lot of things you have to think about as you're driving a car. And having, I remember having simulator time in high school, the driver simulator. I think I ran over the pedestrian in the sidewalk, but it didn't feel very real. It was a little difficult to deal with, but at least it gave you some sorts of things that you had to think about while you're out there, and gives you some practice with that before you actually have to do the mechanical parts of it, plus the head part of it.
Now, VR was going to be the next big consumer thing, and that hasn't happened. But companies like, of course, Walmart, also BMW, Fidelity Investments, Chipotle Restaurants, JetBlue, for their back-of-house operations for things, because getting people all together into a classroom training program is not terribly efficient. You get people can be like, oh, okay, do I really want to be here for this training? And so you get people out there into the field who are not yet qualified. The VR experience is more one-on-one, and you've got immediate feedback on your performance. So one of the things that, for Walmart's purposes, the employees are trained not just for routine work, but also worst-case scenarios that don't happen often, but you do need to know what to do, such as a major weather event. And while it's hard to for people to visualize in a classroom, okay, the wind is blowing in all the windows in the store, what do you do? That can be done in the virtual world, quite relatively simple. So this may have the effect that employees who are exposed to the technology for work may well buy a VR headset for the home.
Well, that's possible. I just kind of wonder about the kind of training. It would be amusing to be in the room where they're doing this training because they're waving their hands in the air.
They just don't care.
And because they see things that you can't. That's a very powerful experience.
Yeah.
Having had a VR headset on one time and I'm looking around and I'm pointing at stuff that doesn't exist in the real world, but of course it exists in my head because I can see it. And it's sort of the adage in video, right? If you don't see it, it doesn't exist.
Right,
or
right.
In this case,
it's
with
not
VR,
in the frame, it doesn't exist.
If you do see it, it does exist when it comes to VR. So yeah. It's a very interesting way to do that. Are they going to use this kind of technology to train people how to deal with difficult customers? Are they going to do this with some kind of medical type of thing? Or, there could be a lot of different applications to this.
For years, law enforcement has used what's called a shoot, don't shoot simulator. And this is becoming more and more important. These are fairly expensive. At the University of Nevada, was it? Was it the fire simulator?
That was Desert Research Institute.
Yeah, Desert Research Institute is actually a 3D simulation of a fire, and the person undergoing the training has to make the decision where to put the resources. Is that about right?
You're
presented with this set.
Old technology that they had in the room that we saw. It was actually like a holo deck in a way, a room, a box, if you will. I don't know. It was 10 by 10 or so with projection systems. But still, everywhere you turn.
That thing is several hundred thousand dollars.
It was way expensive at the time, but just now with VR, you can accomplish so much more. Yeah, definitely. Can definitely accomplish more. There may be times where the early on Star Trek holodeck type things are vast rooms where you put on a VR headset, like something the size of a sound studio, for instance.
Right.
And you can wander around in there with a VR headset on and have an experience.
I can tell you that having done a laser tag game, your adrenaline goes into overdrive.
It's amazing. It's because because what you're seeing is real to you.
Right.
That it's the world that you are in, and it's very true.
Even just a 2D game can be very immersive.
Computer game.
Mm-hmm. And you jump when the zombie leaps out at you. Hey, we're going to take a leap into a commercial break here at the bottom of the hour. First quarter of Boomer Tech Radio is already done. We'll be back with more of the tech news you can use after this.
Ever since we started Boomer Tech Radio, Advanced Automotive has been part of our program. But Tim and Cody Morlock are more than just our advertisers. They're our friends, and they are our first choice when we have our personal vehicles serviced. Why? Well, because after your home, your car is probably your second biggest investment, and it's vital that it be safe and dependable. Advanced Automotive has a skilled staff of certified technicians ready to diagnose your vehicle and get it running right. Advanced Automotive is listed on RepairPal.com, a national rating site where customers can leave reviews and even get an estimate on the cost of a repair. Go where the professionals take their vehicles to be serviced. Advanced Automotive in Reading, on the web at AdvancedAutoReading.com. Visit them at 5756 F Westside Road, just off Bonneview. Call them at 530-244-4423. Advanced Automotive. You know, this time of year in Shasta County, the need to heat your home is probably the last thing on your mind, right? Well, my friend SSD Oil says this is the ideal time to trade in your old monitor heater on a spanking new Toyotomi and save yourself up to $250. Your qualifying model monitor heater earns you a huge allowance on a Toyo stove that will keep you warm and cozy all winter long. This deal is as hot as a Reading sidewalk in summer. SSD Oil, 241-1167, 241-1167.
Shasta Regional Medical Center Foundation's annual Turkey Trot is coming. Trot on down to Shasta Regional Medical Center to register, or visit ShastaRegional.com and register online. There's the Diesel Horse Dash for the Little Gobblers, the 2-mile walk fun run for the entire family, and this year's timed race will be a rerouted 4.49 miles due to the trail damage from the car fire. Register by November 16th. Join the largest community run and walk Thanksgiving morning, the Shasta Regional Medical Center Foundation Turkey Trot. A portion of this year's event will benefit Sacramento River Trail fire restoration projects.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
We've just received news that Chlorina and Sludge have been captured for impersonating spring water. Let's now go to our field reporter, Paul Zoet.
Once again, Bob the Drop saves the world from fake water and... Oh, here's Bob now. Bob, do you have anything to say?
Well, Chlorina and Sludge from Tapopolis are the worst. Why would you want wannabe water when you can have the best tasting water delivered right to your door? Anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227.
Pure and simple. Naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
In the 40s, Reading Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Reading Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have they. Through the decades, they've served Reading with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism they'd expect for their own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, Reading Yellow Cab is there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Reading Yellow Cab at 222-1234.
It's a given that your car or light truck is going to need service sooner or later, and often, waiting until later means a lot bigger repair bill. Now, there are many repair shops in town, so it pays to do your research and find out where your friends and neighbors take their vehicles and check reviews online as well. Advanced Automotive of Reading is listed on RepairPal.com, where customers just like you talk about their experience. Advanced Auto has been making quality auto care easy since 1993 and has a philosophy of keeping things simple. Stop by their shop at 5756 F West Side Road, just off Bonneview. You'll see vehicles from local businesses and first responders in the yard because those customers rely on cars and trucks that are safe and reliable. But more than that, safe vehicles mean a safer community. And honestly, It's the right way to do business. Check them out for yourself. Advanced Automotive, 5756 F West Side Road in Reading, 244-4423.
Boomer Tech Radio is the tech news you can use with goodies, gadgets, and gizmos. Your hosts here, Bob and Brenda Belongi. And if you want to follow along some of the stories that we pick up to present here on Boomer Tech Radio, they give us ideas, and then we sort of talk about them and weigh in with our own opinions. Like this one. Now, we were talking about virtual reality training.
We're so amazed people are entertained by our opinions. That's...
I would be willing to bet. Now, you may or may not, you're going to keep your fingers on sort of what interests you, but I'm willing to bet that these classes that you teach, we won't get into the details of the classes, but there's probably a way to make that start happening in a, rather than gathering people from all over the state in a classroom, you know, transporting them there, feeding them for a couple of days and all that. There's going to be a way to do this through a simulation.
Well, some of that is already occurring. And the business world uses it, you know, GoToMeeting and the like. There's Skype for Business.
Right.
These kinds of things. And I've both presented remotely, and I've received training or been in meetings remotely. And there is something to being in the same room with people, because you can judge their energy and,
right,
and their facial expressions and the body language and all that. But that's the great thing about virtual meetings, is that if you don't have a camera on you, you can roll your eyes, make sarcastic remarks in the background, and
but the
there's
cost,
that.
Yeah. The cost of transporting people and getting...
Absolutely.
You know, and, yeah, like there's this big meeting that you have to go to that draws people from all over the country.
Yeah.
The expense to the government of this operation. Face to face, there's no beating it, but for the routine stuff, just like we're seeing in the movies, virtual meetings may become more and more of a thing.
Well, it's also very interesting that I've taught classes that are done where they have remote learning. So you have a camera on you, and the students can see you. They're in the classroom, and you're in a different classroom. But what's really interesting is that the class goes faster. You present the same material, but you don't get as many questions. And so that face-to-face interaction is a very different environment, for sure. But even universities are, of course, capitalizing on this. There's a lot of online learning you can do now. There's a lot of advantages for the student. They can go at their own pace to a certain extent. Obviously, they have assignments due at a certain time. But, mm-hmm, I mean, they could start the class this morning and finish it after dinner. They can go over it again and again and get the material, really study up on it, follow up. Of course, now the web, God, I wish I'd had the web when I was in college. So it's a very different kind of learning environment. You have to be, I think, a little more disciplined as a student, perhaps. But it also, it allows you to have a job and still go to school.
Yep.
And without having, and you can tap into high-quality educational materials from around the country, so that you don't have to go to that specific school or be in situ with that. So, in fact, when I retire, I plan on looking into that, not because I need an education, but because I like to learn. And I haven't been in the college classroom for 30 years, and things are, you know, there's advances in science and all kinds of things, so many curiosities, and I don't need to take the classes for an actual degree. But I can have a lot of fun doing the learning. So it's opened up a lot of avenues for people. But people that I know that have actually taken classes towards a college degree say that there is the disadvantage of not being in the classroom. So it's a different environment, absolutely. And so virtual meetings are the same way. They tend to go faster. In some respects, that's a good thing because they're more efficient. But at the same time, you don't always get the same feedback, because people are distracted. They're doing other things. They're checking their email while they're listening to the meeting or what have you, and so they don't have their full attention. When you're sitting in a room with a bunch of people, you're probably...
There's a little peer pressure not to be updating your Snapchat
exactly.
or something.
Exactly. So, you know, checking your phone for this or that. Not that people don't, but, you know, you don't want to... Yeah, you have to... Well, you have to... Wait till the break in the meeting more rather than taking care of it. And and this, you know, so it's just a whole different environment. Not that it's bad.
Yeah. More and more. Well, go ahead.
Well, I was going to say there have been experiments, and we've reported on this before on Boomer Tech, where you have an avatar. What's that movie?
Well, there's several.
The one where you have essentially an android avatar that's out there wandering around in the real world.
Surrogates with Bruce
Willis.
Yeah.
That's it. Surrogates. That's the one I'm thinking of. And people, when they get around another real person, they're like, ooh. You know, they kind of live in isolation.
Warts and all.
Yeah. It's sort of like germophobia there type of thing. They sort of act like germophobes because, like, I don't know how to behave. But some companies are experimenting with having people be avatars, have these robots that your face is on the screen, if you will.
Yeah.
And you can look around the room and see other people that way. So it's sort of this bridge between being there but not being there.
Yeah, Edward Snowden, because he had gotten himself into, you know, assorted
problems. Bit of trouble.
Yeah. attended a conference in a virtual, and it was a little wheeled robot with an iPad stuck to the top of it on a post. It had his face there, and he's looking around. And not sure I'd get too used to that very quickly, but it does kind of open up some interesting prospects.
Interesting ideas, yes.
So we have interesting ideas. We've seen more and more retail establishments have regular checkouts, but then they have an increasing number of lanes that are fully automated with touch screens, scanners, and a special scale that determines that what you're ringing up actually goes in the bag and that something doesn't go in the bag that didn't get rung up. Plus, there's cameras if you're trying to smuggle the big screen out without paying for it, you're probably going to get noticed. 7-Eleven, the convenience store of
free Slurpees on July 11th.
Not sure how they're going to do that with this. 7-Eleven has announced they're installing Scan and Go technology in 14 of their Dallas stores this week. The technology will allow customers to scan the barcodes of items they want to buy and then pay with their phone, either with a card, Apple Pay, or Google Pay. The advantage here being that the store is handling less cash because convenience stores, of course, a favorite target of holdup.
Yep. Especially since a lot of 7-Elevens are open 24 hours.
Yeah.
At least some are.
Scan a QR code on the way out of the store to confirm payment. The entire purchasing process is done through the 7-Eleven Rewards app, which will determine when customers are within range of an equipped store and load the feature automatically. Now, these stores won't be completely devoid of humans.
Well, they
can't
be. You got to restock the supplies that are in the store.
Employees are still needed to handle hot food and alcohol, which means showing your ID to the person.
Right.
Company plans to expand the service beyond Dallas during 2019, according to an article that appeared in TechCrunch. Still, 7-Eleven's obviously thinking about how to compete with Amazon and those Go stores that are designed to be cashierless. So get used to seeing that this technology is showing up in more and more places.
So I think that it's not so much cashierless. Well, it is cashierless, but the key phrase here is cashless.
Yeah.
And it, in a way, it's annoying to not be able to pay cash. Give an example.
Because you can be tracked.
There is a service station near where I work that has been hacked or whatever's been going on. And folks doing business there have taken fraud on their credit cards they use there. So, you know, this is a cashless transaction, but it's based on a credit card that can be hacked or crime can be committed and all this. Not only that, you know that 7-Eleven is selling your data.
Yeah.
They are analyzing stuff, and you wait. They will offer you deals based on what you buy. They know what time you've been there and all that kind of stuff. And find that a little intrusive.
Yeah. Now, I see gas stations, instead of offering their own cards, you're going to have an app.
Of course.
On your phone.
Of course.
So rather than whip out your Visa or MasterCard or whatever, they're on site.
Right.
You pay the and yes, this is another level of quote intrusiveness or possibly hackability.
Right.
But rather than these credit card skimmers popping up, when you go to make your purchase, and this will be the case whether you're getting gas or whether you're getting a dozen roses or whatever, when you're ready to make your payment, you get a one-time code on your phone screen
right.
that you wave in front of the register. That will make the transaction complete.
Right, and in the app is probably your credit card, which yeah. is the hackable part. But this is the whole idea behind Apple Pay, Google Pay, PayPal, all of these kinds of things that are like that. There is an added layer that makes it more difficult for folks to hack your account and make illegal charges. But fraud, there will be fraud with this setup. You can't really have fraud with cash unless it's a counterfeit, a dollar bill type of thing, which, you know, if it
but
came
like
from
I
the
said,
bank, you have to kind of
track. Bad guys.
It does. And a lot of people don't want to carry cash. I get that. It also leads, I think, you have to develop a different mentality about your cash flow, if you will, because if you just can whip out your card and put stuff on there and then all of a sudden the bank account is dry, I guess, you know, you could hook it up so that it says, oh, you're out of money. I bought too many Slurpees this week. That's what's going on. They're selling your data too. This is a big plus for these companies. It costs them something, of course, to use your Visa card or MasterCard or Apple Pay or whatever, but they'll get that back out of you by changing their prices. So, mm-hmm. you know, whatever. And I can understand from an employee security point of view why they may be doing something like this and convenience to the customer. And that's how they'll sell it, is convenience
yeah.
to the customer as well.
But employees getting guns waved in their faces, or not even a gun, a knife or a stick or whatever.
Whatever, yeah. Give me the cash out of the cash register.
Yeah.
And so if I went into that store and they don't accept cash, I would walk out the door.
Yeah.
They would lose a sale.
But it may be harder and harder to find places eventually.
Eventually that
maybe
will happen. No, I think you're right. Particularly in urban environments.
Speaking of money, article in BuzzFeed, mining cryptocurrency takes more energy than actually mining mineral wealth out of the ground.
Who figured that out?
According to this article, the digital mining of cryptocurrencies required more energy per U.S. dollar generated than the mining of physical metals between January 2016 and 2018, according to a new study published in the British journal Nature Sustainabilities. Now, one of the big things that the cryptocurrency fans want to promote, this way we don't have to dig in the earth for the gold and we can preserve Mother Nature. The electricity has to come from somewhere.
That part's not free. Yep, it's interesting.
Cryptocurrency networks have experienced a frenzy, a gold rush, fluctuating prices that triggered a boom in giant mines full of computer processors. That also, of course, brought Bitcoin scammers and multi-million dollar Ponzi schemes.
Of course. That's just too rich an environment for that to not happen.
1 year ago, the value of Bitcoin peaked at nearly $20,000. Remember that? Everybody wondered when it was when that bubble would pop. Well, the bubble didn't really pop so much as deflate. It's now down to about $6,500. But the computer power required to fuel because every processor takes a certain amount of watts. Your home computer consumes, if it's a pretty powerful computer, consumes between 300 and 500 watts of electricity. But the total amount used to do cryptocurrency is about as much consumed by the city of Hong Kong or the entire nation of Ireland.
So think about that. Over what time frame?
In a year.
In a year. Okay, so I'm having a little trouble with this article, though, because the authors of the study found it takes – here's a quote from the article. This is from BuzzFeed News. It takes more energy to produce a dollar worth of Bitcoin than a dollar worth of copper or gold. Okay, wait a minute. Copper a dollar's worth of copper is going to require a lot more stuff out of the earth than a dollar's worth of gold.
But you've got economy of scale because...
Well, that's what I'm saying is that I'm having trouble with the economy of scale there. But at any rate, I mean, sure, a dump truck is a dump truck, whether you're hauling copper ore or gold ore.
Carbon footprint of any cryptocurrency is dependent largely on where it's being done. For instance,
of course.
In China, where these get-rich-quick companies have sprouted up, a significant percentage of cryptocurrency mining takes place there. They generate a lot of coal energy.
Right.
Meanwhile, Canada generates a lot of its electricity by hydropower. Are you listening, Sacramento? Hydropower. In fact, one of the biggest cryptocurrency operations in the U.S. is sitting on the Columbia River, where hydropower is relatively cheap. However, they got the occupants of this town pretty up in arms because they're sucking all the juice out of the dam.
It's very interesting because the whole thing about cryptocurrencies is that they have not gained traction as a bona fide currency that, you know, is backed by governments or some sort of reliable source. There's been too much in the way of volatility in the, you know, comparative price of it or value of it. And also the systems that create that are subject to certain amount of fraud and hacking and things like that. The interesting thing to me is that if you're going to invest in cryptocurrencies, you need to invest in a company that's got these mega banks of computers.
This is not
that
you're
going to
do
stuff
at home anymore.
No. Yeah. This is an industry.
Yeah.
And so it'd be nice to have invested in the companies that build the servers that these people are using and the buildings that they are in and the power companies that are supplying the power. That's where you make good money off Bitcoin miners.
Watch eBay and other types of sites for a sudden influx of used video cards.
Mm-hmm.
Because as these video cards get a couple of years on them, if they haven't, unless they've been run really, really hard, they're probably not damaged. So you've got a little buyer beware. But you may be able to pick up an NVIDIA, say, 1080 card, which is a fairly high-end gaming card. You may be able to pick one up for $100 as opposed to the usual $500 or $600 for a top-end gaming card, the Titan series cards, because they are no longer the most powerful and latest and greatest of the Bitcoin miners have invested in new cards. In the meantime, they're going to sell these off on the market cheap. I would use caution buying one of these. And make sure that you've got some kind of return capability should the card prove to be a complete dud.
Well, part of that is if you're getting it super cheap, just take your chances. And
because you have no warranty.
Yeah, there's no warranty, but, you know, you know, if it's, let's say it's a $6 card, well, you know, okay, so I wasted $6. And but there, I bet you, will be ways to come out to be able to test the veracity of these video cards. You know, for every you know, something like this comes on the market, there's another business that gets established to help feed that beast, if you will.
Yeah.
Things that are currently not in place because there hasn't been any need for it or any, not necessarily a need, but any use for it.
The remember Starman?
Yeah, I love this.
Starman. The Tesla Roadster that SpaceX launched into outer space has now moved past the orbit of Mars.
That's pretty amazing. Back in February,
of course, a SpaceX Falcon Heavy rocket, that monster with 27 engines that is designed to carry astronauts into space. They launched Musk's Tesla and a space-suited mannequin, and that's a nod to the movie Heavy Metal, by the way. The opening sequence
There's
is a
so
guy
many...
in a spacesuit at a Corvette. doing a reentry.
There's so many popular culture things attached to this
project. There's a reference to the tweet says, next stop, the restaurant at the end of the universe. Musk, of course, is, barring something slamming into the Starman Roadster, it would stay in space indefinitely. Sooner or later, it'll run into something or something will run into it. But at least during anybody's lifetime, it's in fact, Dr. Seth Shostak, he's a senior astronomer at the SETI Institute, and I've spoken to him.
Yeah, you have met the individual, yes.
Pretty cool guy. He says the car is surely destined to rack up billions of miles.
That's like a McDonald's, billions and billions.
Well, that was actually a Carl Sagan reference, billions and billions of stars.
Yes.
You've never seen the original
Cosmos?
Cosmos.
Yeah, that was
with
great.
Carl Sagan.
The music's awesome,
now, it's
too.
Been updated with Neil deGrasse.
Yeah.
And I haven't, I think I've seen one or two episodes of that. But
Neil
the original
Tyson
Cosmos,
yeah.
The original, because I had the soundtrack. I still have
the soundtrack
it,
is excellent. Yeah. Now, that's classical music for people that don't like classical music kind of.
Yeah.
Soundtrack is great. This is pretty fun. At SpaceX, you can follow along on the orbit of where Starman is. It's in an elliptical orbit through the solar system. Eventually, you know, it'll pass near Earth again someday. And the interesting thing is, though, that people think in space this thing is just not going to change at all, that it's sort of like in a deep freeze. That's not true. Cosmic radiation will eventually cause wear
down,
and tear and break it down. The paint will probably peel off and the suit. And there's little meteorites and things like that that are out there. It'll encounter space junk from someplace.
Yeah.
Well, it's not necessarily junk, but it stuff that's out there if it stays out there long enough. So it's really interesting how they can track these things and it's pretty funny. I thought it was kind of a cool project. Why not? I mean, we have a lot of space junk in orbit around the planet, old satellites and things that have come apart and bolts and pieces of things they try to track. This is a big concern, of course, the things like the International Space Station. But this is kind of whimsical, and it's such a
a lot of people
such
are going,
a human
what a publicity stunt.
And,
well,
know,
that's
how you
get people fired up.
Yeah, but it's such a human thing. This is just such a human thing to do, right?
Yeah.
It's silly and over the top
all
and that
pop
sort of thing.
All the culture references.
Oh,
a lot of
my
people,
gosh,
and, of course,
not?
A lot of people, you know. And now Mr. Musk has gotten himself into some difficulties, and we'll be talking about that a little bit later on in the program. He's had to, of course, step down as CEO of Tesla for his misdeeds involving tweets that he posted that affected the stock price, and the Securities and Exchange Commission took exception.
He was probably stoned when he did that.
Quite possibly.
I'm being sarcastic.
Well, he has been. But the car, how's this for a top speed? This has got to be the fastest Tesla ever.
Maybe the fastest.
Seven car ever. 7 miles every second.
Yeah, wouldn't dragsters really like to have that?
Clover Tech Radio, we're coming up on our top of the hour news, back with more tech news that you can use after this. It might be the car or light truck that gets you to your job every day. Maybe your child drives it to school. Or perhaps your drivers deliver goods to the customers who keep your business going. The bottom line is, you rely heavily on that vehicle to be safe and reliable day after day, and that means regular maintenance by professionals trained in the latest automotive repair techniques. For Brenda and myself, that means Advanced Automotive is the only repair shop we trust with our personal vehicles. Advanced Automotive does everything they can to make car care easy. Founded in 1993 by Tim Morlock and now owned by his son Cody, carrying on a tradition of honest work at a fair price. Find out for yourself by visiting AdvancedAutoReading.com or go to RepairPal.com. Or you could just call 530-244-4423.
It's a great little repair shop that's a bit hard to find, but worth the effort. At 5756 F West Side Road in Reading. Advanced Automotive.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
From townhall.com, I'm Ron DeRockstrom. The Florida Secretary of State ordering recounts in the U.S. Senate and governor races, unprecedented, a review of two major races in that state. Secretary of State Ken Detzner says unofficial results show Republican Ron DeSantis leading Democratic Tallahassee Mayor Andrew Gillum by less than a half a percentage point. That'll require a machine recount. Meanwhile, in the Senate race, Republican Governor Rick Scott leading Democratic incumbent Bill Nelson less than a quarter percentage point, which requires a hand recount. President Trump and French President Macron calling each other good friends again after the president said he was insulted by Macron's comments that Europe can no longer depend on the U.S. for defense.
We want to help Europe, but it has to be fair. Right now, the burden sharing has been largely on the United States.
That was President Trump as he sat down with his French counterpart at the Élysée Palace, just hours after writing a testy tweet saying he was insulted by Emmanuel Macron's suggestion that Europe needs to build up its own military. But the French president explained it this way.
When President Trump has to protect or to defend one of the states of the United States, he doesn't ask France or Germany or another government of Europe to finance it.
Macron again referred to Trump as my good friend in the meeting, while Trump said the two have similar views on many issues.
That is Ben Thomas reporting. Meanwhile, the wildfire in Southern California has more than doubled in size, destroying at least 150 homes. This is just north of downtown L.A. County Fire Chief Darrell Osby says the forecast is not promising.
We're expecting another wind event Sunday, so there's not going to be any relief in relation to this firefight. But I can tell you that our firefighters and our first responders are doing all that they can to protect lives, the property, and the environment in this region.
The fire in Northern California, about 20% contained. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Pat Boone here again, and I assure you, I have never before endorsed a pain relief product. Not until now. Not until Relief Factor came along as a 100% drug-free solution for people struggling with ordinary pain. Quite simply, Relief Factor was designed by doctors to help relieve those occasional aches and pains due to aging, exercise, and everyday living. Let me ask you, are aches and pains keeping you from sleeping through the night? Or keeping you from taking those nice long walks or playing golf or tennis? You can't really call it living if you can't get around comfortably. The 3-week quick start from Relief Factor may be all you need to lower or even eliminate these pains. A whole lot of people have already gone to relieffactor.com, and here's something you need to know. The majority of people who order the 3-week quick start, now only $19.95, go on to order more. Let's see if we can get you out of pain too. Go to relieffactor.com.
Correspondent Karen Chamas reports a former UK minister says others may step down from the government to protest Prime Minister Theresa May's Brexit plan.
Joe Johnson, the younger brother of Boris Johnson, told BBC Radio that it's up to members of Parliament to take a stand against May's plan to leave the European Union, saying it would damage Britain's national interests. Johnson stepped down as Transport Minister a day earlier and called for a second Brexit referendum. He said the plan is so different from what had been promised during the 2016 referendum that a second vote is needed. May has rejected all demands for another vote, saying the 2016 vote in favour of leaving the European Union is definitive. Karen Chamas, London.
On this date in 1942, Winston Churchill delivered a speech in London in which he said, quote, I have not become the King's first minister to preside over the liquidation of the British Empire. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Facebook is dropping a requirement for mandatory arbitration of sexual misconduct allegations, acceding to a demand recently pressed by other Silicon Valley tech workers.
Google made a similar change Thursday, a week after thousands of employees briefly walked off their jobs to protest how the company handled sexual misconduct allegations against prominent executives. The move at Facebook, first reported by the Wall Street Journal, means that employees no longer have to submit to private arbitration, which kept misconduct allegations secret and sometimes allowed abusers to continue their behavior. Employees can now press their claims in court instead. Other tech companies such as Microsoft and Uber have previously dropped mandatory arbitration. Patrick Voss reporting.
President Trump has announced his first recipients of the Presidential Medal of Freedom, the highest honor for a civilian. Among the awardees, a posthumous recognition of the late Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Ever since we started Boomer Tech Radio, Advanced Automotive has been part of our program. But Tim and Cody Morlock are more than just our advertisers. They're our friends, and they are our first choice when we have our personal vehicles serviced. Why? Well, because after your home, your car is probably your second biggest investment, and it's vital that it be safe and dependable. Advanced Automotive has a skilled staff of certified technicians ready to diagnose your vehicle and get it running right. Advanced Automotive is listed on RepairPal.com, a national rating site where customers can leave reviews and even get an estimate on the cost of a repair. Go where the professionals take their vehicles to be serviced. Advanced Automotive in Reading, on the web at AdvancedAutoReading.com. Visit them at 5756 F Westside Road, just off Bonneview. Call them at 530-244-4423. Advanced Automotive.
Hello once again. This is Boomer Tech Radio. I am Bob Belongi.
And I'm Brenda Belongi.
Analog Living in a Digital World, the program with goodies, gadgets, gizmos, tech news you could use. Welcome to hour two of our weekend program. Of course, brought to you by Advanced Automotive of Reading, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. Cody and Tim Morlock are not only just great mechanics, they got a whole building full of good automotive technicians down there. They're also community members, and as we mentioned last hour, they are giving back to the community, both to the veterans and helping the victims. Well, it's called the survivors of the campfire down there. Not a campfire, but the campfire.
Yes, I'm sure that there is somewhere some amusement on the part of somebody, the fact that a large destructive wildfire was called the campfire.
Well, they name these incidents
usually near geographic roads or mountains or some landmark close by.
Well, it was ironic that the car fire was started by a motor vehicle,
right,
but it was
not spelled
next
the same.
To the car powerhouse.
Right, it's not spelled the same.
Yeah. Anyway,
that's true. We have a campfire, a car fire.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for one to be near a house road or something like that, and then you have a house fire.
Yeah.
I shouldn't make light of that, but
yeah, a lot of people, but you know, we're getting to the point where if you don't laugh, you scream.
Oh, pretty much.
One of the things that makes, by the way, we mentioned our theme music performed and composed by George Wood, great guy out of Britain. He gave us permission to use 8-Bit Junkie as the theme song to Boomer Tech Radio. One of the things that makes Brenda scream frequently are traffic lights that make no sense, because she is convinced that the timing networks on traffic lights is done by somebody down in Sacramento with a dartboard.
Well, everybody has felt that way at some time, I'm quite sure. And they are programmed, and there is a reason the traffic flow is the way it is.
There are algorithms.
And there are algorithms, and then, you know, they try to keep the traffic flow going this way, and the main arterial, the main drag through town doesn't get the same, or the cross streets don't get the same love that the main drags do, and so on and so forth. And it depends on the time of day. You know, I get that. But sometimes it's like, really, people? In this modern day of technology, why at 2 o'clock in the morning are you sitting in the middle of the intersection and waiting for a red light?
And it's not another living soul as far as the
around. Really, people? You know, the technology systems could definitely detect whether there's other vehicles in the vicinity moving or what have you. And I'm sitting there, and I first experienced this, oh my gosh, 20 years ago, downtown Salt Lake City. Or they have the lights set. This was in Phoenix. I figured out how to go all the way across Phoenix, Arizona. But you have to go over.
40 miles.
Oh, it is. It was a long ways in that case. You have to exceed the speed limit in order to hit every one of those lights green.
Yeah.
And again, it's like I'm working the graveyard shift, right? And I'm headed to work at midnight. There's nobody around, relatively speaking. Why am I waiting for this red light?
No, that's it. Yeah, the
that was old technology.
37 miles an hour.
Right, exactly. The speed limit's 35, and they're set for 37. It's like, really, do you really need to stop me at midnight when there is no traffic to speak of? Yeah. And of course, technology has, gotten much more sophisticated since then, and being able to motion detection and systems, you know, why don't we have an AI running this thing that says, oh, there's a car there, there's nobody else there. Okay, you can go.
Yeah.
Come on. But I guess that's an investment mm-hmm. that municipalities probably aren't willing to make because it does cost money to do these things this way.
Volkswagen is wanting to do something about that.
See, you got me ramped up.
With the help of D-Wave, Volkswagen has tapped the power of quantum computing to develop a traffic management system that can better process real-time information and improve the performance of services like taxis and public buses. According to the German automaker, the quantum system can replace current traffic models. The models are created by, I love this, conventional supercomputers that then they program the local traffic lights in accordance with those models. Well, the trouble is these models do not respond well. They can only respond to what they expect. And if conditions change, they don't necessarily change with the conditions. These new quantum computing systems would we've seen kind of the forerunner to this traffic systems that navigation systems like Google Maps that take input from a lot of Google Maps users.
Mm-hmm.
And update, they will let you know and reroute you. Now, here again, are they collecting individual data? Are they collecting where Robert is at any moment in time?
I wouldn't like that.
Yeah. I believe they are aggregating the data because obviously there's not that much I do that would be of particular interest to anybody except me.
Well, but the fact that some system somewhere knows where you are and doing what, I just find that annoying.
Volkswagen system will use a quantum algorithm to process and optimize all the data that they can obtain, spit out more timely and accurate traffic information. The company says then information could get sent to the traffic lights in real time to optimize traffic flows.
See, there we go. That's what I'm talking about.
Downside, of course, could the system be intercepted and hacked in some way? We've seen the movies where in order for the bad guy to get away, they turn all the traffic lights green.
As if that wasn't possible now.
Yeah.
I mean, think about it. It might be possible now.
For now, the solution is more of a concept than reality. The company presented the project at the Web Summit in Lisbon. They're positioning it as a commercial venture that can be sold to cities. Volkswagen said they want to test that algorithm in Barcelona. There's an adequate database of traffic information available before they send it elsewhere, but theoretically, this could work in a city of any size.
Well, that makes sense. It would be a scalable system, I would think.
Let's do the shopping cart story. One piece of technology has remained relatively the same through the years, and that is the venerable shopping cart. Now, they've gone from wireframe baskets to roto-molded plastic. Shopping carts frequently now have wheels on them that will lock up when you try to push them past the edge of the parking lot because those things are about $300-$400 each. Carts are
those,
a huge investment
those
for these
are
stores.
Not, yes, they're very expensive.
Because they have to be built so heavy.
Mm-hmm. And that's a specialty type item, I guess. I mean, I'm sure there's companies that specialize in that. But they're not all the same. If you notice that, you go to this store, and they have a different style than the next store.
Right, right.
So I think that's
those are big contracts.
Why? Yeah, they have to be. Why aren't their grocery carts just the same everywhere?
Well, they used to all look the same.
Uh-huh.
Now different stores have their own. And some of them have cup holders and, you know, a place to park the kid and all that. LG wants to have a shopping cart that will be self-propelled and follow you around or lead you around. and be a digital assistant. So what you could do is, as you're going through the store and you're loading your cart, it's noting what you're putting in the cart. So by the time you get to the checkout, all it has to do, because what's the biggest hang-up in any grocery store?
Oh, clerks. Yeah, well, the time it takes to check out. Yeah.
And even automated checkout is slow.
Self-service ones are slow, too.
So these electronic cards would follow you around the stores, navigate through the aisles, and hopefully have some form of collision avoidance. The LG new robot assistant will perhaps make recommendations. Did you get eggs? Did you get cheese, et cetera?
You
could use your smartphone.
Oh, sure. Absolutely.
But the whole idea here is, like I said, if it's noting what you're putting in your cart,
mm-hmm.
you just roll up to the checkout, flash your phone rather than whip out a credit card, because the phone is locked to you.
Right.
Then you've made your payment, you're out the door. There will still be a way to do it the old-fashioned way. The whole idea is to cut down, again, on the number of people who you are paying to stand around a lot and the
company is paying.
Yeah. If you've ever had to deal with a clerk who clearly did not wish to be there.
Or one that is slower than cold molasses on
like
Canadian
the sloth in
winter morning.
The sloth in the animal movie?
That's a great one. That absolutely. And in fact, I was in Walmart the other day, and I got in line with this clerk because it's like, well, I'm only the third one, and all the other lines were long, and I'm going, well, I'm going to wait as long in this line as I am these other ones. So, fortunately, the managers they have up front, the guy says, well, I'm going to put you over here on this register because they're going to open that one up. I said, oh, good. I said, geez, slower than cold molasses, and he looks around, and he goes, I know. Oh, my goodness.
So, one of the challenges facing LG is, of course, the liability of having a robot that weighs, a couple hundred pounds, possibly smacking into somebody's kid. You know that's going to happen. Developing large robots that are capable of maneuvering around humans safely hasn't been easy. LG is working on their AI platform. Of course, your kid could be running around in some distracted 20-something or whatever, not to pick on 20-something, but some distracted person texting on their phone could smack your kid. The point is, watch your kid.
Yeah, yep.
Don't let your kid run berserk in the store. The AI, and it's people will say, well, I won't get in a self-driving car because I'm a much better driver than any piece of computer.
Ooh.
Something might go wrong. We look at the traffic, and of course the press plays up every car collision involving an autonomous vehicle. It doesn't work. Well, how many crashes are there from people driving the vehicles?
Yep. Tests of self-driving vehicles in a controlled environment show that they probably are less prone to accidents.
Accidents per million mile kind of thing.
Right. But the problem is it's increasingly obvious that putting self-driving vehicles and human-driven vehicles in the same environment, that's probably not a good mix.
I foresee the best environment for self-driving vehicles to be in a controlled, closed-loop situation. Like I said, rather than taxis and buses and things like that, you have a scaled transportation system, Johnny Cab, sort of, only without the yappy, pithy robot at the controls. Where these cars roll out as they're needed, take people to the destination, go recharge, and they're ready for the next ride. And they're not just sitting around with a bored driver reading or something. It's probably, I would not consider Uber or Lyft or any of that to be a career path.
Well, no, probably not, but the concept of it is maybe, going to undergo some sort of evolution. I would think that there are urban areas, for instance, where there is a walking mall where no vehicles are allowed. It's all pedestrians. So, like you say, the controlled environment, either special lanes that are barricaded, if you will, from the rest of traffic might work for this, or you have areas in an urban environment. Well, it's all self-driving. So maybe you drive into town as the human if you want to do that. And then when you get in this zone, it automatically becomes a self-driven vehicle so that you have other self-driven vehicles, you know, self-driving cars in that environment, and it takes the human part out of it. I could see that happening, probably first in an experimental basis in some areas. But, you know, are self-driving cars going to be more expensive than the current cars? But
at
if,
first,
if,
look at the price of a hybrid. Or
yeah, right. Like yeah, it's the same kind of thing. So that's what's so fascinating about Boomer Tech and what we get to report on is endless. Mm-hmm. We could go forever with this show, Bob.
Yep.
Because there's always new developments in technology.
Always something new.
Always something coming up, something different. And, you know, we're both, I think, naturally very curious people. And so, you know, these curiosities, these things that develop is like, oh, that's cool. we check it out and it's like, oh, yeah, you know, this was an interesting experience, but we're going to have some trouble mixing that technology with human nature type of thing.
Yeah. Another one of Brenda's pet peeves is to get onto a web page and have to wait for it to load and pop-ups and ads and this and that. And the text on the screen jumps up and down as these as these windows open up.
So you see something in an article maybe and there's a link and you click on the link and the next thing you know, it by the time you've clicked on it, it actually became an ad because the screen has changed. Not only that, you go investigate something and all these pop-ups come. I don't even pay attention to the pop-ups anyway. So
but they are
I'm
disrupting your experience.
The headline of this next story, I applaud this wholeheartedly, that Chrome 71 is going to block all ads, it says, on websites that display too many pop-ups. So who determines
what's interesting is that the article on the Next Web, in fact, has a bunch of pop-ups, including, was it, meet singles in your area. Through Match. However, it is an ad for Match, which is how Brenda and I met. So.
Well, was it that or something else? No, it wasn't Match. It wasn't. Isn't Match.com the one where you do that profile thing?
No, you're
thing?
Thinking of eHarmony.
Yeah, there we go. That's right.
It was Match.com. I remember
this. Yeah, I know. I was going to say you would remember this. I don't know. That was 13 years
we
ago.
We did that before it was fashionable.
Almost 14 years ago. First contact was almost 14 years ago. We're within days of that there. Yeah. At any rate, well, that is ironic that this article about too many pop-up ads
has
a bunch of pop-up ads, including ones that are video-based that annoy the crap out of me.
Bit.
Yeah, because they just they play, they it's making noise now, and they take up bandwidth if you have a limited data plan or whatever and you're on your smart device and this thing's playing video. It's like, go away.
And it's not just the annoying stuff. Our bookkeeper here at the radio station got a fake pop-up for a system warning.
Yes.
Call this number.
Right. She didn't.
She did call the number.
Oh, no.
Now, she didn't end up spending any money. And I now have to reload the article because it went away.
the ads got
away. But she
away.
Started, you know, the guy's asking her a lot of questions. Well, we see you got this on your system, you got that on your system. I said, take the computer, because obviously there's now malware on the computer. Take the computer to a guy I know. And he may have to reinstall your operating system, depending on how deep into your operating system the malware
was
got.
Able to get. Yes.
With luck, it's this. If you see one of these fake pop-up warning, your system has been compromised. Click here to fix. Don't.
Right.
What I want you to do.
That's an old one.
When you see
again.
That pop-up. Reach down to the power button on your computer and hold it in. What you're going to do, and I do not recommend this except under these circumstances, because what you're going to do is essentially crash your computer and flush the operating system out.
Right.
Because most of these things require you to take an action, like clicking the X to close the pop-up when, in fact, you have just given the pop-up permission to load itself onto your computer.
At the very least, if you see one of those come up, and they used to be, they used to come up frequently.
Yeah.
And so, like, all of these things, the Nigerian send me money scam and all of that, they go through cycles, and apparently this one is starting to surface again. Because they've got a new generation, people forget, inexperienced people, whatever the deal is. Don't click on the X to close that box.
Right.
You can get out of your browser, and it will usually go away.
Well, sometimes it won't let you close the browser.
That's very true, too, and Bob is absolutely right. So by holding the power button down, be it your tablet or your laptop or your desktop, you're doing that. It's a little hard on the computer. I call that a hit in the head.
Yeah.
A reboot.
A hard reboot.
A hard reboot. It's a power down reboot, but it will not absorb the malware.
You've got a pretty good chance of coming out of it unscathed.
Right.
Because Windows, especially 10, and iOS and Android, all of them, if they suddenly are forced to power down, that tells the system, oh, something went wrong with this session. So what they actually do is go backwards one step with the previous set, because every time your computer boots up, it stores the parameters of what it did.
Right.
If suddenly it says, okay, something went horribly wrong, we're going to go to a previous session and load those parameters and get rid of everything we had on the current session. And that's built into Windows. It's built into iOS. And hopefully you have just managed to flush away the malware. Now, if it's already gotten onto your drive, into your storage, you may have a problem.
Definitely.
That's the first thing. Never call that number. Never click on the. Yeah, and you'll see fake chats come up.
Oh, it's insidious. Really, really suspicious of that kind of thing, particularly when it's unsolicited. So what was the outcome?
I haven't heard yet. I told her take her computer to a guy we know who gets a little deeper into this stuff than I do.
So here's a corollary to that. This is one reason to have really important electronic documents backed up.
Yes, absolutely.
In a couple places. One may be a hard drive you have in your house. The other may be a cloud location.
Or even a flash drive in your pocket.
Flash drive, whatever. Your pictures that are important to you. Anything like that, make sure you back it up, because you never know, and do this on a regular basis, be it once a week, once a month, something. You never know when something may happen. The computer could crash because of a hardware issue.
Yeah, which I've had happen.
Right, but malware can, and it's
ransomware.
Right, ransomware. Any of those are expensive to fix in a way, but it's you don't want to lose your data. And if someone has to go in and totally reload your computer, you will lose everything.
I am completely baffled by these cities, these hospitals, that manage to get ransomwared to the point of being paralyzed. Where is it? Because they figure the systems are so reliable, they don't need to invest in off-site backup to tape or whatever. Now, in some cases, the ransomware is so insidious that it will worm its way into the backups.
It's the age-old thing, though, of human nature.
Yeah.
People that are in charge of these systems don't think that way, and they can't imagine someone being interested in that system. You know, move along, nothing to see here. When in fact they can, hackers can love to cause chaos.
Yeah. So a big shout out to Chrome. A lot of people love Chrome. Some people hate Chrome because it's tied to Google, which means they are doing some harvesting on you. They're not doing, to me personally, a lot of harm. So I'm fine using Chrome. The nice thing about Chrome 71 is that it's going to look for patterns. And if it sees what it calls abusive patterns, it will actually start blocking the ads, and you get to determine it'll shut down that page. Now, you may not be able to watch the page, but it's a lot better than having your computer clogged up with junk.
Yep.
So, good article there. If you want to look at the article, go to flipboard.com, subscribe to Boomer Tech Radio Magazine, and look for the one that starts out with Chrome 71 blocking ads on websites.
Yay!
We're going to be back after this bottom of the hour break with one more segment of the tech news that you can use. It's Bob, it's Brenda, and it's Boomer Tech Radio. It's a given that your car or light truck is going to need service sooner or later, and often, waiting until later means a lot bigger repair bill. Now, there are many repair shops in town, so it pays to do your research and find out where your friends and neighbors take their vehicles and check reviews online as well. Advanced Automotive of Reading is listed on RepairPal.com, where customers just like you talk about their experience. Advanced Auto has been making quality auto care easy since 1993 and has a philosophy of keeping things simple. Stop by their shop at 5756 F West Side Road, just off Bonneview. You'll see vehicles from local businesses and first responders in the yard because those customers rely on cars and trucks that are safe and reliable. But more than that, safe vehicles mean a safer community. And honestly, it's the right way to do business. Check them out for yourself. Advanced Automotive, 5756 F West Side Road in Reading, 244-4423. ACNR 1460, your town hall of the Shasta County airwaves with news and talk that matters to our community. Weekdays 9 to noon, The Laura Ingram Show, your healthy radio addiction. Dave Ramsey from noon to 3, celebrating 25 years of answering life's tough money questions. And 3 to 6, Drive Home with Mark Levin, one of America's most popular conservative commentators and constitutional expert. KCNR 1460, with you throughout the day on your radio or streaming live. Miss a day, miss a lot.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
It might be the car or light truck that gets you to your job every day. Maybe your child drives it to school. Or perhaps your drivers deliver goods to the customers who keep your business going. The bottom line is, you rely heavily on that vehicle to be safe and reliable day after day, and that means regular maintenance by professionals trained in the latest automotive repair techniques.
For Brenda and myself, that means Advanced Automotive is the only repair shop we trust with our personal vehicles. Advanced Automotive does everything they can to make car care easy. Founded in 1993 by Tim Morlock and now owned by his son Cody, carrying on a tradition of honest work at a fair price. Find out for yourself by visiting AdvancedAutoReading.com or go to RepairPal.com, or you could just call 530-244-4423. It's a great little repair shop that's a bit hard to find, but worth the effort. At 5756 F West Side Road in Reading. Advanced Automotive. Well, final segment of this installment of Boomer Tech Radio.
People might be saying thank goodness. we have several loyal listeners out there,
yeah.
And we really appreciate that.
Matter of fact, a mention of another fine business here in town, Valley Tire, who we were talking, he says, yeah, I'll probably hear you this weekend, because he apparently listens to the show.
So here's the deal with Valley Tire. You can go to Costco or you can go to the discount places, and yeah, you might beat price, and maybe that's something you have to do because of your budget.
Price motivated.
Right,
yeah.
And I get that. But what price do you put on service?
Yeah.
Really. So if you go to Costco, as an example, and you want to have tires installed, you can make an appointment, but it'll be a morning or afternoon appointment. And there's no, you know, you can't show up at 10 o'clock and they will serve you.
Yeah. Yeah. I just drove right up with two days in a row.
Exactly. Compare that with going to Valley Tire, come in whenever and we'll take care of you. And they do. So you get to go when you have the free time, and they find someone in their staff to say, hey, you know, put a new set of tires on the rig. And boom, it's done right there while you wait, and you don't have to wait very long. You can't even get through an article in a magazine before they're done, really, quite frankly. And they order tires in. They're there. Literally, they can have them overnight.
Yeah.
And so I don't mind, one, supporting a local business, mm-hmm. a family-owned business, and they've been there a long time.
Yeah.
And two, I don't mind paying a little bit higher price to get service like that.
Yeah.
And if you had a problem with any of your stuff and you go in there, they will take care of you. You go to Costco, they'll take care of you too, but again, you have to wait. So, okay, you know, yeah, I'm paying a little bit for instant gratification, but my time is valuable too and worth something.
Yeah. And guy's a fan of the show, so well, maybe not a fan of the show, but he listens to the
show. So Valley Tire, thank you. You guys rock. You're awesome. And our listeners, show them a little love by go giving them a little bit of business. And, yeah, you might pay a little bit more, but you're going to get some really great service.
Yeah. Netflix, now we've talked about Netflix, is spending a ton of money on new content. They're not just packaging other people's product and sending it out.
Yeah,
which
this is
how they started.
Original productions.
Now, they're losing. Netflix is losing several movies that belong to Disney, essentially are Disney properties that they have been sending out. So in order to backfill that gap, they're adding to their slate of family content. They have six new animated projects in the works, latest additions, two films and four series, a few of which have some big names attached. And there's been some neat animated series. There's a lot of hungry animation houses out there that aren't Disney that are putting out some pretty decent projects. The Trolls series. Very fun to watch. There's My Father's Dragon comes from Oscar-nominated director Nora Tuomi, who also did The Secret of Kells and The Breadwinner. Another one called The Willoughbys, already in production. There's several good animated features coming to us from Netflix. And again, because they're going to be losing all that Disney content, Netflix is working hard to backfill on some more of their own original stuff.
Well, of course, Disney is hoping to capitalize on their own channel, which has been in the works for a while.
Disney Plus is the the Disney Channel was one of the earliest premium cable channels.
Right.
And that was an outlet for all their content. But, of course, you had to watch,
you, if you wanted to watch a certain movie or something, you had to wait for it to come on, and it would dole it out. Disney Plus is going to be a streaming service. Of course, they've got major shows in production, Star Wars spinoff, also some Marvel Universe, because, of course, Disney now owns all the Marvel films.
Along with a second Star Wars spinoff,
yeah.
That, you know, goes on or happens before or what have you. It's not unlike the Star Trek franchise where they've done that. You know, the whole thing is that I'm not interested in Disney. In per se, you know, Mickey Mouse and yeah. and Snow White and all of those have never particularly.
But it was smart on their part to buy into Marvel and.
Oh, definitely, and yeah,
and
you know, I like Marvel and Star Wars, so that may eventually drive me to that. But
well, supposedly the service they're going to price it fairly low as such things go.
Right, but
probably less than $10.
In my mind, though, as a consumer. Their business plan is to hold everything close to the vest and not, you know, you have to go there to get it. Well, if I have to go there to get that, maybe I'm just not that interested.
Well, it's like I'm not signing up for CBS All Access just to get the new Star Trek show.
Right.
Eventually it will come through.
I'm sure it will, because they're going to realize that they are – alienating a certain element of audience. There is definitely people that will go to Disney Plus and happily do so, and that's fine. They're going to capture that market anyway, but what they're doing is they're also losing people like me that I'm not interested in going there for that. I can do without the content. There is plenty of other things that I can go see or do or whatever, or go over to a friend's house that has it. And so they lose any market share from me of viewing their movies. So if they were to share that content with another provider, such as Netflix or something like that, they have contracts, they get royalties for that, and I do business with Netflix, then they pick me up as a customer.
Yeah.
And they don't get as much money, maybe, because they have to, you know, give a little to get
sure.
a little. But I'm not a Disney customer.
Well, it depends on, you know, how badly do you want to watch that new Star Wars content.
Anything else. The same thing with people that don't have Netflix. They say, what do I need that for?
Yeah.
So it's it's.
Some people say they never want to watch anything again, you know, but that's their choice.
Right.
Now, here is, are you getting the best bang for you? Are you getting the bang for the buck that you pay for when you sign up for an internet service?
Hmm.
Whether you're getting it from Charter, whether you're getting it from AT&T, you notice that the ads always are very cutesy because they say speeds
up to
blah, 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 blah.
They're very optimistic most
yeah.
of the time.
So there's there are different services. Now, my go-to has been speakeasy.net. Now, yes, they're using the service to promote their service, but they've got a fairly good internet speed checker at speakeasy.net. Some of these sites aren't going to work with an ad blocker enabled, but these are some of the ones that were tested in by Digital Trends. Speed of Me is actually speedof.me.
That's kind of a cute name.
It's a speed test that's lightweight and can replicate real-world browsing. Requests a series of files of increasing sizes and records the speed at which they're downloaded. The site displays a graph of your speeds achieved in real time, and you can track your results against previous tests. The website calculates the quickest and most reliable server from 88 servers, all files downloaded and uploaded in sequence to imitate real internet browsing conditions.
Which is good.
Speedof.me.
That's good because there is variable content and bandwidth that you're using as we surf the web. And so being able to provide a more realistic use measurement is a good thing, I think.
Speed Smart is another one, SPEEDSMART. It's an HTML 5-speed test, works with all devices, relatively problem-free. Download, upload, and ping, which is the amount of time between a request going out and a response coming back, They're also on the list is testmy.net. Gives you a graphical readout. Speedtest.net. I'm looking for Speaky. Internet Health Test, if you type that in. It takes a little bit longer than other web-based tests because it's very, very thorough. Runs your connection through a gauntlet of servers to see how it does in a variety of situations. There is fast.com. It's a site run by Netflix. Very simple. It just gives you a number that says how many megabits per second you are getting. So it doesn't even mention Speakeasy, which has been my go-to, so I'll have to try some of these
others. Yeah, we'll have to try some of these other ones and see how it compares with Speakeasy. This, along with most of the information, stories, whatever, we bring to you can be checked out on the Boomer Tech Flipboard page. And this particular article comes from Digital Trends, which is a good resource, we think, mm-hmm. That they have some pretty straightforward information that's quite useful quite often.
Now, if you're a good do-it-yourselfer and you're looking for the stuff that you can't always find in your local retail store, I have to recommend newegg.com as an excellent resource for everything from speakers to motherboards to flat screens. Maybe you need that new gaming card for your PC. I really like Newegg's service, and I like them better than Tiger Direct, to be honest with you. Their site is easy to navigate through, and they have what they call their shell shockers.
Which is funny, Newegg.
Yep. A few days ago, I was perusing, and we've been talking about getting a thermostat for our new home. And we like having, we have a Generation 1 Nest in our current home. That was recommended to us by Advanced Heating and Air.
Advanced Automotive.
Alliance Heating and Air. I'm sorry, guys. and we really like having the Nest thermostat. It does exactly what it's supposed to do. We can check our temperature remotely. We can heat up or cool down the house before we get home, make sure that the animals are okay. We can tell if the house sitter has cranked up the heat.
Have we been known to turn it back down.
and it just works. You walk in through the door, it senses your arrival and fires up the heating and cooling system, which is pretty nice.
It's pretty interesting.
Now, the new Nest... the best price we had seen on it anywhere was about $250 for a Generation 3.
Maybe a little less, $225, something like that, yeah. But anyway.
But we found it for right around $200 through Newegg, ordered it, it arrived 3 days later, which is pretty good.
That is pretty good. And it's a relatively intuitively easy thermostat to use once you understand how to... the basic functions of it, you poke it, and that's about all you have to do is poke it. It's like a big push button, a switch, and then it has a dial. So it's really easy to use, and you can use it through, or just use it through your app. It's also got connectivity now to Alexa, I believe. Whoops, sorry.
Also, Google Home.
Fired off somebody's Google Home, Amazon Echo. And they're also thinking of an article that we have here on Boomer Tech on Flipboard, thinking about rebranding and calling it something different.
Now, Nest was purchased by Google back in 2014. They bought them for $2 billion. The smart home company had gone back and forth between being their own corporation within the Alphabet umbrella to being a subdivision of Google. Nest is now again part of Google, and it's now part of the Google Home division.
Right.
So that's going to put it under the same management as the Google Smart Speaker.
Right.
The Ring cameras, which we're really impressed with our Ring cameras.
Yeah.
I did not get these things for... I had to pay full...
full boat.
Well, we bought them through Costco, so we didn't quite pay full boat retail, but...
Well, that is full boat retail, but they just happen to have a better price.
I'm not getting a damn dime out of these people. I just happen to really like the product. These Ring cameras, really easy to install. They replace your porch lights with high-quality cameras.
Robustly built.
These insanely bright LED lights that with motion detectors on.
Yeah, it's been fun to check out the neighborhood wildlife that comes, both domestic wildlife
and
well, there's two-legged, but the neighbor's pets and the raccoons so far have been quite entertaining. Oh, well, not pets, but chickens.
Yeah.
They've come by. It's been quite interesting.
So here's my bet is that Nest may become part of it's going to be part of Google Home, which, of course, Google is adding more speakers to the home lineup as part of their home automation business. And I think that's more integration, because right now integration hasn't been super deep. What's nice, though, is that we have these little Wemo light switches.
Mm-hmm.
That we can command through either the Echo or through the Google Home.
Right, that's cool.
And it's really nice when the alarm goes off, which is on the Google Home, to simply say, hey, blank, bedroom on, and the bedroom light comes on.
Yeah, unfortunately, you can't go, hey, blank, shut up. Or as I like how the British put it, it's like, shut it.
Yeah. She sounds so bloody cheerful.
I know. It's just so annoying, right? So
okay.
Yeah, or you got it, or whatever. We've talked about YouTube before and how at some point in YouTube's career, they have tried to kind of oust the little guy, the everyday guy, and that more... well-funded, if you want to put it that way, productions, you know, they've kind of started to favor that in one element. But what's really interesting to me, and I think this is spot on, this comes to us from Digital Trends, is that it turns out that apparently the vast majority of YouTube viewings are basically for how-tos. And this makes so much sense, because I don't know how many people I've talked to, you know, recently, and where did you learn to do that? Oh, I just got on YouTube. And you have to spend some time doing that.
Yeah, and that goes everything from how to solve a particular problem in a game to replacing your door lock, because
right.
A lot of this information isn't being passed down the old-fashioned way.
Right, and there's everything from how to do knitting stitches or crochet stitches, or how to sew, or how to cook, or how to do house repairs. There's all kinds of things on there. Some are better than others, because some folks like to hear themselves talk, apparently, and I'm like, you know what, just get to the how-to.
Yeah.
Don't give me the history of why you're doing this and what happened. In fact, I just read an article on the web that there was a couple that bought a house, and they decided to remodel, and they had no skills. They'd never done anything like that before, and they completely redid their house, and when asked, you know, how did you do this, they said, we watched YouTube. And they liked it because they were able to go over and over a video to see how things were done, and they had a lot to pick from.
Keen to build on the site's success at attracting users interested in learning stuff, YouTube announced in October it plans to spend $20 million on educational content through deals with independent creators and professional producers.
Awesome.
Part of the announcement, CEO Susan Wojcicki said the company was committed to empowering both the creators who want to share their knowledge with the world and the users who come to the platform, from home improvements to the basics of physics to grammar lessons.
Unbelievable. Well, I did that with a grammar lesson. I recently went to YouTube to find a nice summary of how to use apostrophes. And I actually found some pretty good stuff online. What I settled on eventually, though, was an article that had it was a written article, and I actually learned a few things. Not that I'm an expert on apostrophes by any means, but there were a couple of things. Oh, I didn't know that. So it was kind of fun to research. But there were a lot of YouTube things. There were some kind of fun animations and things like that that are great ways to learn. You know, humans learn by hands-on. They learn by reading or visual, watching something. They also listen by hearing. Some people are you know, very tactile, hands-on learners. Some people can read something and then they have it. Other people can listen, prefer to listen to things, and they have a great memory for things they hear. But most of us use all of those modalities to learn something, so this is just another tool for us. And, of course, we are extremely visual creatures.
Yep. Samsung. Well, says they are opening Bixby to third-party apps and devices, and nobody cares!
Yawn.
Bixby is the voice assistant that everybody ignores.
So this is supposed to be...
I accidentally swipe up Bixby on my phone. I can't get rid of it fast enough. It's useless!
And you can't disable it either. Hi, I'm Bixby, and I'm here to help you. Really, I don't want your help. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
You're not that helpful. So I'm not sure that this
Do you know anybody who actually uses Bixby?
No. And we've learned over time, we're no experts. We're just people on the street. But we've hung out enough at Consumer Electronics Show with people who have a bazillion followers on their blog. And we see the same things they do. And we've looked up what it is that they posted about it. And it's like, that's exactly what we said to each other about that.
The famous 3D demo.
Oh, yeah, there's that. But at the same time, it's like, I remember the happy fork or the...
the happy fork,
yes,
yeah.
Yeah, and
the happy brush.
The happy toothbrush, yeah, that was really interesting. And there were, big names in the tech review industry that were saying the same things we were. So I'm not trying to brag here, but what I'm saying is that we're just people, and we found that we don't need to be bashful about our opinions.
Yeah. Finally, I want to finish up with video editing app, because I do video editing, and a lot of, I hate seeing crap videos up on YouTube, because my story may have inspired somebody, let's get a video up on YouTube.
For the love of God, get a little bit of education about how to do this.
First of all, if you're going to shoot a how-to video, and you want to do it with your phone, do it in landscape. I don't care how cool you think portrait looks. It's dumb because you've got the black bars off to the side.
Oh, if you're lucky.
You've got the fuzzy stuff
fuzzy
off
background.
To the side.
Oh, awful. Terrible.
And you are not oriented that way. Turn the phone and get it in landscape mode because then it's a lot easier to edit. I don't care how hip you think it is to have it in portrait.
As a quick aside, there are a lot of great how-to videos on the Video Maker website, Video Maker Magazine, based in Chico, California. Great stuff and how to do it on a budget. So this article, real quick, Bob, comes from Engadget. And so what were they saying about the best video editing app?
Well, let's see. If you want to get... Okay, and I'm going to kind of go off the script a little bit here. If you just want to get in quick and dirty, of course, you've got iMovie on your iPad and, of course, on your Mac. That comes with.
Right.
Really good for just popping together something real quick to go on your Facebook live stream or something like
no
that.
No extra
you want
investment.
To get a little more into it, you can get for about $100, you can get into CyberLink PowerDirector or Corel Video Studio Ultimate. Those are both good consumer-grade video editors. You want to get deeper, take a look at, you've got some choices here. Adobe Premiere Pro Creative Cloud is a subscription service, $21 a month, or for $53 a month, you get all the entire Adobe suite. Nice thing is that you're not spending $1,000 on a software suite that is obsolete in 3 years and you got to spend
right,
it
they
over
keep it up
the subscription
to date.
Model is pay as you go.
Right. And,
finally,
and it's always current.
Finally, one of the best video editing apps out there, it's got a steep learning curve, but it is free, is, of course, now, of course, I got to stop.
Is that the Apple?
No. Of course, Apple's Final Cut Pro X, still very good. One of the best ones, DaVinci Resolve from Blackmagic, free. Got a steep learning curve, but it is a professional grade video editing program with color correction and special effects.
Wow, and you can get stuff for your mobile device as well. Go check it out on Boomer Tech Flipboard.
Ran out of time. Wherever you go, whatever you do, be safe, be good to each other.
Ever since we started Boomer Tech Radio, Advanced Automotive has been part of our program. But Tim and Cody Morlock are more than just our advertisers. They're our friends, and they are our first choice when we have our personal vehicles serviced. Why? Well, Because after your home, your car is probably your second biggest investment, and it's vital that it be safe and dependable. Advanced Automotive has a skilled staff of certified technicians ready to diagnose your vehicle and get it running right. Advanced Automotive is listed on RepairPal.com, a national rating site where customers can leave reviews and even get an estimate on the cost of a repair. Go where the professionals take their vehicles to be serviced. Advanced Automotive in Reading, on the web at AdvancedAutoReading.com. Visit them at 5756 F Westside Road, just off Bonneview. Call them at 530-244-4423. Advanced Automotive.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Reading.